Al Simpson. What has Ted Kennedy learned in 25 years on Capitol Hill? I'll have an answer when Ted and I face off. My hat's off to you, Ted. Just last week, you celebrated 25 years in the United States Senate, and that's quite an accomplishment. When I first came to the Senate, our good colleague and friend, the Dean of the Senate, John Stennis, counseled me that the Senate is a fascinating place. As he said about it, some grow and some swell. Well, I think you're one that has grown, Ted, and I've watched with interest as you've come to be ever more realistic about doling out all of the bucks from the federal treasury. You even supported the Graham Rudman Hollings budget balancing law when it was first passed last year, and again when we enacted the fix. The bills and the duns are now due on the spending sprees of the past, and after 25 years in the Senate, you know that as well as anybody here, Ted. I commend you for your quarter century of service and for your newly acquired budget realism.
Thanks a lot, Al. I accept your nomination. 25 years is a long time to be in the Senate. At least that's what your Republican colleagues keep telling me. We have our disagreements, Al, but I'm sure you agree that day in and day out, what counts the most has never been the pages in the congressional record or the laws on the statute books, but the satisfaction of knowing that what we do is making a difference in people's lives. When I first came to the Senate, Al, the Vietnam War was the overriding issue. Now it's the budget deficit. That's why I voted for Graham Rudman, because it guarantees automatic deficit reductions if Congress fails to act. The challenge in the foreseeable future is to do more without spending more. It's a privilege to have served in the Senate these past 25 years, Al, and I intend to stay there until I get the hang of it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on testing for AIDS. It should be voluntary, not compulsory. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.